This is Dale Fallon. I am formerly one of the Famous Flames, the Soulers, Cincinnati Groups, Luther Bond and the Emeralds. I recorded 50 years ago at King's Recording Company. Our first record was All That Wine Is Gone. They don't do that no more. As a matter of fact, they don't do anything anymore like they used to. Music is nothing like music should be anymore. In the past, and my wife keep telling me that you're just jealous. I'm also like to say that Cincinnati at one time had a lot of groups, and a lot of groups came through King's Record Company, for which I recorded, as the Soulers and the Flames. It's pretty hard to describe everything when you're old like I am. You know, I'm 70 years old now. I'm still alive, and I'm still part of our old King's Records. And once in a while, I have a good time. And once in a while, people recognize an individual. So let me try a few things and tell you that I recorded behind Hank Ballard, James Brown, Bootsy Collins. We all grew up in the same neighborhood during there, but we also done recordings together and had plenty of fun doing that. I guess basically what I want the world to know, and this is a good opportunity for me because it kind of gave me some pleasure, and maybe someday my great-grandson will know that his grandfather was an entertainer. I could tell you stories about King Ruckett, Sid Nathan, Judy Secretary. I kind of think her, and she was a nice lady. And I she might be dead now, I don't know. The last I know, Judy was staying in Morwell Hall. Basically, what you're hearing now and then, from now and then, will be records of King's recording, some of the stuff we've done. Everywhere I go, Bobbing Expressions. Bobbing Expressions would consist of Jimmy, really, myself, just the three of us. We had a pretty good time doing that. We also went and took Bobby's name off, and we were the Expressions, and we'd done some things, too. However, they didn't really go over real good. At one time, the Sloop Time USA, Bobby and the Expressions, we wrote that song after we had done Sloop and Slide by Hank Ballard, which we were the background singers. A couple of the guys now still living. And Sloop and Sly was on several. Sloop and Sly was one of them because we wrote Sloop. Sloop Time USA after that. I'm back, I guess, to try to think and just get these old minds together. You know, as the Soulers, it consisted of Dilbert Gilliam, Bobby Davis, Jimmy Riley, myself, Waddell Fallon. We done this particular record on King's. Bud Hopgood was the producing manager at that time. He was also one of James's managers. However, on the record, when it was released as the Solars, it was going over pretty good. I'm trying to think of what the heck it was. And let me see here. Let me look around. And I got them all. Ha, ha, ha. Oh, ha, ha, ha. Oh, Nobody Knows But My Baby and Me. And Here's My Heart was done by the Solars. Was going over real good. However, James came to town. He heard it. Heard what Bud Hopgood had done. And they pulled the record off the air. James didn't like the violins some kind of way. So we redone it over as the Famous Flames. Therefore, Johnny Tiller, I think his name was Johnny Tiller, was one of the original Flames before we got the name. And he had a song he wanted us to do as the Flames of Who Am I? So we done Who Am I? And the song was re-released, Nobody Knows But My Baby and Me. And Who Am I was on the other side of it as the Famous Flames. We done pretty good with it. We then come out with Stand Up and Be Counted, which we thought was going to be a very big hit. Everybody in the studio thought so. Even James thought it was going to be a big hit. But for some reason, the government men came in. When they came in, they shut everybody down. Therefore, I don't know what happened to the record. Whether they released it or what. But anyway, it went over pretty fair. However, back to the Solars again. That was consisting of Delbert Gilliam, Jimmy Reilly, Bobby Davis, Wardell Fallon. And Delbert's no longer with us. Neither is Bobby Davis, which was like brothers. I wished I could go on and tell you something, but it's pretty hard for a 70-year-old man to not read something that is not before him, big, in big letters, you know? I can still carry a tune, too, even though I'm 70 years old. But getting back to how I want to set up the guys that the Kings had, there's some still around. One works at VA Hospital. They were with the Crystals. Let's see. And Bootsy Collins. We used to call him his brother Catfish. They're still around, as far as I know of. Basically, Jimmy Reilly's still around. Oh, by the way, at one time, you'll probably hear from Cody Black, which is my cousin, and he's still doing his thing right now today. However, this is about all I got to say. I guess the other guys are probably turning on to some of the things that they've been doing. I've been cooking, which is one of my hobbies, and I'm a retired. However, I still love music. Once in a while, I think about it, and I want to get things together, and then I change my mind. Today's music, you guys wouldn't stand a chance. I won't be around, I know, in the future years, when the stuff that they call music now, I doubt if it ever will do anything. I might be wrong, but they say this is a new day. This is Dale Fallon saying thank you for listening. Thank you. And remember, all the old good songs.